another way to easily propagate meetings to the meeting guide using Wagtail versus WordPress. So Tim, do you want to take it away?
Absolutely. Thanks, everyone. Thanks to the organizers. I know how much work putting these conferences on is, especially the challenges of making it compelling when you're in an online-only mode. And thanks to the presenters. I've really been glued to my machine all day. And I also wanted to thank my fellow developers in the Code for Recovery group, especially Josh R., who pioneered a lot of the things I'm going to be showing today, including the meeting guide app. And most importantly, thanks to all of you for taking the time to attend. It's really heartening to see how many people, you know, really care about where technology is headed with our wonderful fellowship. So I also apologize for the title and description. I had promised Carolyn I would give her an update, but came down with a severely pinched nerve in my back. My sponsor had some great advice, though, which was to immediately stop aging. So I'll make up for the lack of the title and the slight change in subject with some levity, brevity, and some self-deprecating humor, as hard as it is to try to get that across in that format. So I'm Tim, and I'm the web servant for CPA, the Southeastern Pennsylvania Association of Alcoholics Anonymous, and part of our tech committee. I'm also a contributor to Django, which you may not have heard of, but it's a Python web framework that powers Instagram, the Washington Post, Mozilla, many more sites. So you've probably used it. I'm also a contributor to the Wagtail content management system, which is the most popular CMS for Django and is used by Google for their blog, the UK National Health System, NASA. It was used by HillaryClinton.com in the last election. And I maintain a slew of packages in the Django ecosystem, including the one that we're going to take a little bit of a look at today, the Wagtail meeting guide. And of course, I am an alcoholic. My sobriety date is April 12th, 2015. And, you know, I've been getting it together one day at a time, and working with technology has just been such a wonderful piece of service in my recovery. I got involved very early in service this way, and it's been absolutely wonderful. So let's talk about 12-step recovery groups. 12-step recovery groups are anarchies in the best sense of the word, if you think about it. There's one rank, member. Anybody can decide that they're a member by, you know, self just saying, hey, I'm a member. And it's the highest rank and the lowest rank there is. So it's completely flat. And anonymity, I don't always think of it, you know, it doesn't just mean not revealing what's heard in the fellowship or somebody else's identity. I think anonymity also brings the sense, it underscores that as members, we are all equals. And what this has led to is that our traditions, although, you know, not written at a time where they were thinking of the web and technology, means that we have to bring together many different kinds of technology, much like we have to bring together many different types of people. And that's a part of our fellowship's greatest strength. So, you know, the first tradition talks about unity. And tradition one states that AA's common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon AA unity. Tradition two states that AA leaders are trusted servants who do not govern. And tradition 12, as I just mentioned, kind of speaks to this equality of placing principles before personalities. I think it's important for us to apply this to technology. So while I may be a big fan of Python and Django and Wagtail, you know, there are plenty of people out there. The most popular ubiquitous system for meetings is probably WordPress. We also have Drupal fans out there. We have people using the .NET framework. No one of these technologies is inherently better than the other. And because of our traditions and the nature of our fellowship, we're gonna have all these disparate technologies and different intergroups, and we have to figure out how to make them best play well together. And that's an ongoing challenge that we really face when we're developing technology, especially in open source, for use by as much of our fellowship as possible. You know, it goes back kind of to what Lisa was just saying about the 80-20 rule, is we want to make technology that can be as useful to our fellowship worldwide as is possible. So if we think about our members and our purpose, you know, tradition three states that the only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. So again, anybody who states they are a member is a member. And tradition five says a group has but one primary purpose, to carry the message to the alcoholic who still suffers. And we have been given an opportunity with technology to bring the fellowship to so many new people because, you know, AA membership by all measures has been flat since the mid-1990s, even though the population of the world has been growing, and we may see an uptick in it this year for the first time because of the quarantine, because of the lockdown. And it's been fascinating to see. You know, we were worried, like we've heard so many times here in our meetings here in Philadelphia, that, you know, we wouldn't get any newcomers with Zoom. And what would happen with the newcomers? And, you know, we were all sure to put big posters up on the doors of our old meeting places telling people how to get online and getting 1-800 numbers in case people didn't have minutes on their phones. So we went that extra mile. But what we found is quite the opposite. We have lowered the barrier of entry to an AA meeting by such a factor that we have gotten more newcomers than ever. It's been an absolutely wonderful thing. And I've also heard it said a couple times here today, it's true for me as well. I've made more meetings on a consistent basis now than I would have before. Those mornings where I would have maybe not made my typical home group meeting before work because I had server maintenance or something to do at the office, I can go to an AA meeting on the subway, you know, in the future if we keep up with Zoom. There's so many different ways for us to connect with our group of people now if we manage to keep Zoom up and running. And that's a really wonderful thing. You know, 5 years from now, it's kind of like we've opened up Pandora's box, but once we're in the post-COVID era, you know, I can't wait to go back to in-person meetings for the hugs and the connections. But I also think that having Zoom meetings is another tool in the toolbox that is incredibly valuable going forward and will allow us to continue to lower that barrier to entry. Because, you know, we all remember how freaking terrifying it was to go down those church steps for the first time and open up that door that feels like it weighs so many tons to our first AA meeting, just the weight, and to go in and how hard that was. If we can lower that barrier of entry by having virtual meetings to allow people to join their first AA meeting from the comfort of their own home, maybe even with the camera off, to dip their toe in the water that easily, we have widened the gateway, as Bill W. said, to more people to possibly recover. And that's a wonderful thing. So what does all this that I've been babbling on about have to do with technology? That's an excellent question. Tradition 4 states that each group should be autonomous except when it would affect another group or AA as a whole. And intergroups exist in the same manner, you know, would serve meetings in any given area. So for example, the Philadelphia area being served by the Southeastern Pennsylvania Intergroup Association of Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, has our own technology stack and has for years. And, you know, since the 1940s, this has made it extremely difficult to create an up-to-date worldwide database of meetings. Sort of most of the attempts have failed over the years as they all attempted to kind of go fly in the face of AA's traditions and do it from some central organization, which intergroups would have to report changes up to, rather than doing it the AA way and keeping each group autonomous, except in matters affecting AA as a whole. Fortunately, we now have APIs and we have specs where intergroups can keep their own technology and just opt in if they want to. So this feels to me like it falls a lot more in line with our traditions when we have these APIs which allow us to share meetings like Meeting Guide now does. And you know, the most popular way to display meetings on AA websites that I see is still the 12-step meeting list WordPress plugins. Many, many intergroups are using it. But what that really does at the end of the day is provides a JSON feed which the Meeting Guide app can pick up. So that JSON feed has sort of become our specification, our spec for how to share meeting data worldwide. And as long as any technology opts into that specification, we can share these meetings worldwide and build other technology that uses that spec without specifying what back end they need to use, which opens up a world beyond WordPress. So, you know, we have many intergroups using these different technologies, WordPress, Drupal, Django, the Microsoft stack of .NET, flat HTML. And, you know, moving forward, we can leverage this. I'll give one example. So Sepia's setup, and this is actually our previous setup, involved a stack that looked something like this. So we had various PCs in the office with a file server with Microsoft Access, QuickBooks, and such on it. I don't think this is too atypical a setup for a local office. And the website was running PHP, a custom written PHP app, which was running MySQL, and MS Access was dumping to MySQL all the meeting data for it to be displayed on the website. A couple of years ago, we upgraded that to WordPress. So my first open source contribution to the recovery community was writing a Python script, which actually read the data from MS Access and put it into WordPress format so it would work with Meeting Guide. That's actually still available up on the Code for Recovery GitHub if anybody ever has to do some data munching into WordPress. And we got this up and running, but we wanted to move in a new direction because soon our WordPress system, it really wasn't for us, because every time we wanted to add a new feature to the website, we went with a WordPress plugin that did like 80% of what we wanted, but not quite all. And then we'd add another plugin that would do 80% of what we wanted, but not quite all. And before you knew it, we ended up with a WordPress admin section like this. So if you look at all the sections on the left, it had gotten out of control. It had gotten to the point, and part of this was my own fault for not showing discipline. I'm not trying to slag on any technology, but we needed something a little more straightforward to work with our folks in the office. So move forward to the React world. And what I'll do now is, sometimes it's better to show rather than tell. So I'll slide over to a quick live demo and show you what we've got now and how it works. So if we take a look over here, this is our new meeting finder. And you'll see it looks very similar to the WordPress meeting finder, but this is actually an independent meeting finder that is just about 10 lines of code to get it up and running on any website. So I could do this with flat HTML and have this running with the same JSON background that is used for Meeting Guide. So this has actually been rewritten in Python and Django. And if you take a look here, there are actually some new features. Like the search feature is a Google style search. So if I wanted to search for meetings in, let's say, West Philadelphia, I can quote West Philadelphia. And you'll see it shows only meetings that have West and Philadelphia in them. Whereas if I didn't quote it and put in West and Philadelphia, I would get anything that had West in it anywhere. So that's a nice new feature that we've added here. You'll also see that state is now managed. So for example here, if under any type I go to Big Book and only show the Big Book meetings, if I scoot over to the map, you'll see the map also only shows the Big Book meetings. So if I switch over from Big Book to, let's say, we don't have that many literature meetings, if I switch over to literature meetings, you'll see that it switches to the literature meetings on the map view. And when I come back to the list, we're still all the literature meetings. It also gives counts for the literature meetings and it loads on demand. So as I scroll, it does an infinite scroll and just keeps showing you meetings into the future. But the back end to this is not WordPress. It's Wagtail. So this is the Wagtail content management system. And what we've built in here is if you remember that screenshot of WordPress, this is our more simplified Wagtail system. So if I come in here, you'll see we have our website pages here, which include things like the Contact Us page and our committees. But if I go back, you'll see we also have locations and meetings as a section. So within here is each location. And if I come in here and edit this location, you'll see we've built a really nice interface where we get to see what region is it in, what's the postal code, any details about the location. But we've also built this pretty cool widget here, which features an autocomplete. So if I wanted to change this, so let's say I'll pick an address around my corner. If I pick 700 Washington Avenue, Philadelphia, PA, it automatically completes and geocodes it. But after that, let's say the actual entrance to this is behind the building. I can drag the pin over, and while it will keep the address, it'll re-geocode the pin so that I can actually have a different location for the pin than the mailing address. This is one nice new feature that we were able to add here. And then on the meetings themselves, each location, all the meetings within that location are a subpage. And if we go ahead and edit, You'll see we have all the information here. We were able to pivot really quickly and within a week of the lockdown, get conference URLs and conference phones added to this very quickly, as well as Venmo and PayPal. We've got Square coming very shortly as well. And you'll see we have the same exact types as meeting guide. So we've mapped it to meeting guide. But what we did here is within meeting guide for the different meeting types, we made it so all of the meeting guide spec codes are on the right, but each intergroup that uses this system can select what intergroup code they want on the left. So it's a pretty straightforward interface. And what this ends up outputting is this JSON feed. So each one of these is a meeting here. And as you can see, it contains all the information about the meeting. And this front end interface, instead of requiring WordPress, just reads this same JSON interface. So this not only now goes to feed the meeting guide app. So whenever meeting guide 4 times a day picks up our JSON feed and grabs all the meetings out of it, but it also powers our front end on the website. So rather than having two separate distinct paths, we have one. They've been unified. And this can really use any kind of feed that follows this format and have it appear in here. So I'll show you how that works. If you take a look within here under code recovery and GitHub, we've actually written out a document of the spec for the meeting guide API. So it shows you that this is an array of meetings. And I'm sorry if this is getting a little bit more technical, but stick with me and trust me, it'll be worth it at the end. Each meeting contains these different fields. So the name is Sunrise Serenity. The day is 0, which maps till Sunday. The time is 1800, which is 6 p.m. The location is at the Alano Club. So anything that generates this JSON can now power this meeting guide for us. And we have all the different fields that are allowed here. And within React, what this has allowed us to do is we don't need a database as a backend anymore. A Google spreadsheet can actually put out this JSON. So not only can we use this new front end with things like Wagtail or Drupal or any other backend, we can use something just like a Google spreadsheet in the right format to power this. And I'm gonna try a live demo here. If it blows up in my face, it blows up in my face, but hopefully the technology gods are smiling on us today. So what I've done, I've created a Google spreadsheet right here, which just has these days and locations. And I'm gonna add one. Let's go ahead and add Tuesday. And we'll make it at 2:15 p.m. And we'll call it Hello Sailor. And online only. 123 Main Street, well, I'll pick an actual Philly address. 710 Federal Street, Philadelphia, PA, open discussion online, and heck, I will give it a Zoom URL as well. So if you look at this next tab, from this same spreadsheet on Google, I can have it output the JSON, and it's not prettily, we can make it prettily formatted, and you'll see that down here we have our new meeting, Hello Sailor, online only, 710 Federal Street. And what I'm gonna do is write a little bit of code. So what I've done here is put together the most basic HTML I can imagine, which is, this is a full web page, HTML, with the head. The one important line here in the head is that we're including the meeting guide style sheet for React. And we're including the source code for the JavaScript here. And before we include that JavaScript, we're saying that the source code for our meetings JSON is that spreadsheet we just generated right here. And I'm also putting in a hello, N-A-A-T-W. So this is just a file I'm saving to my Mac. So I've now got NAATW example on my Mac. So no server, nothing. And what I'm gonna try to do and see if it actually works is just bring this up and see if we actually, voila, You'll see with nothing more than a Google spreadsheet as our database, we have a fully functional meeting guide app here with the Google spreadsheet as our back end feeding it. So you'll see we just put in the Hello Sailor meeting. There's the full details of it. And if I was to put in more of the details like we have in our actual feed, you could see that it would actually have the geocoding and everything necessary with the latitudes and longitudes. I didn't put that all in here for the demo, but as you can see within here, if we go to the 562 group, it's got the get directions, it's got the Zoom one touch join, it's got phone one touch join, other meetings at the same location, the GSO number, it's all available. And these are also one touch joined links. So we're hoping that this really opens up this unified interface for any of the backends that we use in any intergroup. Because while we in Philadelphia may have enough resources to actually have a hosted database and a server, for some of the smaller intergroups, being able to maintain all their meetings in a Google spreadsheet but still have the same interface, you know, would give a unified feeling across all of AA. So we're still working on some things. We are working on proper solutions for virtual only meetings, so online only meetings. And there's some ideas that are being batted around for that, but not there haven't been any perfect solutions that have come to mind quite yet. So with that, I'll leave a couple of minutes for questions. I guess we've got about 5 minutes left for questions, but I hope you all enjoyed that. Thanks.
Thank you, Tim. I certainly did. Remember, I wanted to call, it's Carolyn here, I wanted to name your presentation 10 Simple Lines of JavaScript, but that was too long. That was too long in the title. I got to get the firsthand demo from Tim earlier, so it was awesome. Thank you so much. There's an interesting question here. I've seen it come up in a few presentations, but we didn't get to it. Is anything being done to help publicize within AA that all Zoom meetings are available by call-in only, publishing the phone number to call in on meeting guide, for example, would help, basically getting consistency and data visible in order to enable all members to join meetings?
That's an excellent question. And I'll share screen really quickly again, if you don't mind, just to
please, show you
what we've done here. So one thing we have done is on this meeting, you'll see that for the conference phone, we have a full number here that's a one-touch dial number format. And what I have done here is made it so there's a validator on this field that makes sure you enter the phone number in this format. So we're starting to put validators into place. And tips like this on how to format, this is a Zoom example, how to format a Zoom dial-in number, then the meeting code number, then a pound, then wait a second, then another pound, then wait a second, then the password. This allows us to give one touch join by phone to people, which on this end allows us from mobile phones. If you click phone on that on your iPhone, and you can test this, if you go to aacpia.org and you click any of those phone links, it's one touch join. It automatically dials immediately from your mobile phone and goes straight through. If you look down here in the lower left, while I'm hovering over it, you'll see that the link says tell colon. That's what causes that one touch dial to happen. So I don't know if it actually works from, it tries to open up FaceTime in my Mac. Let's see if it actually does it through FaceTime. I've never tried this, so this is a brand new experiment. Oh, it's trying to make a call. So it tells me to make a call up here. That's actually pretty cool.
That is very cool. Thanks.
So progress is being made on that front.
Yeah, and I wanted to throw a comment on top of that, that there are folks that don't really use one-click dial. They're not doing online. They have more basic phone capability. And I mean, what I did at our intergroup is I just posted at the top of my meeting list page the canned, here are the dial-in numbers for Zoom, and gave them a short instruction how to dial. That could be something that folks could think about putting on their website. There's another question for you, Tim. It's maybe you could give us the 10,000 foot view of programming languages that you were chatting about. You talked about Django. It's pretty technical for the non-technologists in the room. So maybe just a super short, what do you mean by that?
Sure. So I think part of the point of this talk that I'm trying to get across is that we're trying to lower the barrier to entry and not be married to any kind of technology or another. So for a long time, you know, the 12-step meeting list program, it's excellent and it's been out there. But what we're hoping to do with this React front end is by just giving sort of like Carolyn said, there's 10 lines of JavaScript to get a meeting guide embedded in any flat HTML, is sort of divorce ourselves and become agnostic to whatever backend the intergroup wants to use. So that's our end goal. So while I may be a big Django fan, and I know we've got one of the Drupal core developers on the call here, which is awesome. You know, these are all wonderful technologies that have gotten very mature over the years. And I've come to learn that it really comes down to personal preference versus one actually being better than the other than being better than the other. I don't know if that directly answers the question, but this, what you've just seen in the demo is all just JavaScript that's loaded from a remote server on a CDN, a content distribution network, that was running off my PC as flat HTML. So the browser has everything it needs. So there's no server I'm running there. It's just a Google spreadsheet and my laptop for that demo. So with that as a baseline, you can get as fancy as you want beyond that, but we've tried to make it as basic as possible.
Well, your last statement, Tim, kind of leads into maybe where we could close this up. A couple of people have asked similar questions. You know, people are getting more and more exposed to WordPress, you know, as a more simple, you don't need to be a coder to do web designs. And they're asking about, you know, every time there's a WordPress upgrade, sometimes it breaks things. You've mentioned Wagtail, and people are asking, like, if they were going to get started with Wagtail, how much does it cost? Do they need Wagtail to do what you're talking about? What do they need to get started?
The Wagtail is just one way of doing this. You can do what I've done with Drupal, with Wagtail, with WordPress, with straight PHP, straight Python, straight Django. As long as you can you can output something that looks like that JSON format I showed, that JSON specification. Right. And I know this is a lot to inhale all at once, but the bottom line is, as long as you can output, even as flat text, that JSON format that I showed, you can run this new meeting guide on your website. And that's what I want to be the big takeaway here.
Okay, so folks in areas where, you know, maybe you're not a technologist, but this has captured your interest, maybe get someone, one of your members who is maybe a little bit technical, tell them about the TIAA forum. I know firsthand that Tim is a big contributor into TIAA, so ask him questions there. He can answer you. We can start some very interesting threads with input from a lot of folks across the country and the world, really, at this point, right? So thank you very, very much, Tim. It was awesome. I don't think we missed really direct questions for you. If I spot something later, I'll put it in the crowdsourcing.